കർമ്മണ്യേവ അധികാരസ്ഥേ മാ ഫലേഷു കദാചന. യു ഹാവ് ദ റൈറ്റ് ടു പെർഫോം യുവർ ആക്ഷൻസ് അലോൺ, നോട്ട് ടു ദ ഫ്രൂട്ട്സ് ഓഫ് യുവർ ആക്ഷൻ. നൗ ദിസ് വേഴ്സ് ഫ്രം ഭഗവത്ഗീത ഇസ് പെർഹാപ്സ് വൺ ഓഫ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ഫേമസ് വേഴ്സസ് ദാറ്റ് ഈച്ച് ആൻഡ് എവറി വൺ ഓഫ് അസ് ഹാവ് ഹേർഡ് ഓഫ് അറ്റ് വൺ പോയിന്റ് ഇൻ ടൈം. ബട്ട് ദിസ് ഇസ് എ പാരഡോക്സ് ഫോർ മോസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് അസ്. ഹിയർ കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ടു ആക്ട് വിത്ത് പാഷൻ ആൻഡ് ടു വർക്ക്, ബട്ട് ടു ബി ഡിറ്റാച്ച്ഡ് ആൻഡ് സറണ്ടർ ദി ഔട്ട്കംസ്. നൗ ദീസ് ടു തിങ്സ് ആർ കോൺട്രാസ്റ്റിംഗ്. വി നീഡ് ടു ആക്ട് വിത്ത് പാഷൻ, ബട്ട് വി നീഡ് ടു സറണ്ടർ ദി ഔട്ട്കം. ആൻഡ് ഓൾമോസ്റ്റ് നോ വൺ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്സ് ദ ഡീപ്പർ മീനിങ് ബിഹൈൻഡ് ദിസ് ഏൻഷ്യൻ്റ് വേഴ്സ്. നൗ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് ജസ്റ്റ് ദിസ് വൺ വേഴ്സ് മോർ ആൻഡ് മോർ ഹാസ് ചേഞ്ച്ഡ് മീ ഡ്രമാറ്റിക്കലി, ഹാസ് ടേക്കൺ മൈ ലൈഫ് ഫ്രം സ്ട്രെസ് ആൻഡ് ബേൺ ഔട്ട് ടു ക്ലാരിറ്റി ആൻഡ് ഫുൾഫിൽമെൻറ്റ്. And it can do the same for you. Here Krishna specifically warns against inaction and in the same verse advocates detachment from results. There is a profound truth here that goes against everything that we've been taught about motivation and success. So detachment can give us everything, absolute clarity, fulfillment and purpose. But here's the thing, detachment has been completely misunderstood. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. In the first part, we will discuss how detachment is misunderstood. Most people think detachment means becoming a passive observer of life. But this interpretation has created more suffering than the original problem it was meant to solve. When someone mentions detachment, most minds immediately picture a person sitting in meditation, disconnected from worldly concerns, having given up all ambitions and goals. This misconception runs so deep that some teachers and some communities interpret detachment as giving up the world and withdrawing from life itself. Now, I struggled with this in my own life. Almost a decade ago, I remember a time when I discussed this with my mother when I could not understand what this verse was trying to tell us. My question was, if I'm detached and if I surrender my outcomes, then what gives me the motivation to work towards my goal? At that time, I was an architecture student and I was completing my studies in architecture. And my goal was to set up a big firm and scale it. And I was working really hard in my college and as a freelancer. But I had not explored Vedanta very deeply at that point. So this didn't make any sense to me at all. Why will I have any motivation to work if I am detached from my goals? This is an obvious question. And not just this, different people misinterpret this in different ways. Some people, like my old self, believe detachment will kill their drive and motivation. Then there is another group that embraces a watered-down version that leads to spiritual bypassing, where they use detachment as an excuse to avoid taking responsibility or working towards meaningful goals. But Krishna makes it very clear in the next part of the verse. Bhagavad Gita, when we study it thoroughly and deeply, we get all the answers. In the next line, Krishna cautions, Mate Sangostvakarmani, don't slip into inaction. He uses the word inaction deliberately here. Krishna says, although I am asking you to detach yourself from the outcomes of your action, also remember not to slip into inaction. You know, because it is easy for us to say, I am not working towards my goal. I do not want to consciously create my life. I don't want conscious creation. I don't want anything from life. I will just be as I am. I will not work towards anything. I do not contribute anything. And I am completely detached. Now, this kind of a statement usually comes from a place of laziness and lethargy, not from spiritual evolution. When we look at the world today, there is only a small segment of people who are extremely spiritually evolved and can say that I am beyond action and I can stay with myself without any action whatsoever. Apart from that, all those so-called spiritual seekers who are using detachment as escapism, you know, to mask their laziness and lethargy do not understand the deeper meaning of this verse. Krishna clearly states here, stay away from inaction. This means that we need to act in this world. We need to consciously create, but yet our actions should be coming from a place of understanding, and we must stay detached from the outcomes of our action if we wish to experience joy, fulfillment, and purpose. Our attachment to specific outcomes actually creates the very resistance that blocks our success. Think about a job interview where you desperately need the position. Your attachment to getting hired creates nervousness, overthinking, and unnatural behavior that often costs you the opportunity. So the attachment itself becomes an obstacle. Karma Yoga simply states, you be in the moment. Do whatever you can. Have goals, but surrender them to the higher intelligence and work towards it with commitment and consciousness. And you will experience not just success, but also joy and fulfillment along the way. This is the deeper essence of Karma Yoga. True detachment is the complete opposite of withdrawal. It means acting with full passion, complete involvement, and maximum effort while releasing your grip on how the result should manifest. You pour everything into your work, your relationships, and your goals, but you don't demand that reality conforms to your specific timeline or preferred methods. You leave the fruits of your action to the divine as a prasada, trusting that your sincere efforts will produce appropriate results even if they look different from what you originally imagined. So this is why detachment is very contradictory to whatever we believe as a society about success and achieving our goals. With this, let's come to the next part, which is about the inputs and the outputs. The qualified mind recognizes a fundamental distinction between karma, that is action, and phala, which is fruit. And missing this difference is the root cause of stress, even among successful people. We live in a society where we obsess over the outcomes while neglecting the actions, which are more important than the outcomes because the actions themselves lead to the outcomes. Now, as I'm saying this to myself because each and every one of us at some point in time, no matter how spiritually evolved we think we are victims of this. We are the victims of stress and anxiety because whenever we pursue a goal, whatever it is, however big it is or however small it is, the attachment that comes to that goal is very natural. It is very common. But we just need to be aware of this and we need to slowly come out of this attachment as much as we can. Now let's understand inputs and outputs. Inputs represent everything you can directly control, your goals, systems, strategies, and consistent effort. When you decide to work with focus and intensity, you control your effort. Outputs operate in a completely different realm. The exact timing of when results appear lies beyond your control. The specific form your success takes often surprises you. The path your career follows rarely matches your original plan. So, some of the goals that you might have set for yourself might not be in alignment with your ideal life. Maybe that higher intelligence knows better what is good for you. Maybe your higher self knows what is the best outcome for your life better than your conscious mind. This the ego cannot accept. The ego wants specific outcomes, no matter how superficial and how narrow they are. So, detachment is about surrendering the outcomes so that they can manifest in the best way possible, even better than what we might have initially imagined. Here, we need to understand that we only have control over the inputs, not the outputs. We need to surrender the output to that divine intelligence, to Krishna, to consciousness, whatever you wish to call it, and put our awareness, our focus, and our attention on the inputs, which are in our control. In this way, we can focus on our work while being detached from the outputs. We can also overcome stress and burnout through this method. And not only that, the quality of our work immensely increases because we are focusing on the inputs alone. And as the quality of work improves, the quality of results also will definitely improve. So Krishna's instruction is essentially to focus on karma, not on phala. With this, I'll come to an incident that I went through recently. Now, we at ACS are working on something particular from the last few months. And as a team, we are putting in a lot of efforts, right? When we put a lot of efforts and when we have specific goals in mind and specific targets in mind, naturally, our mind gets attached to the outcomes. You know, around a week ago, my mind suddenly became stressful. And almost for a day, there was a lot of resistance within me and my overall energy was low because constantly there were certain thought patterns that were going through my mind. And in this state, I took my car and I went for a drive. I had to go somewhere and I just parked my car next to the road and I began to look at a tree. I had to wait for someone and I began to look at a tree that was nearby. While I was doing this, I was thinking about detachment and certain concepts of Vedanta, which I usually do when I drive. And just looking at that tree completely changed my perspective. In that moment, I actually released that entire resistance and stress and I could just be with that tree. I could just see it as it is. It's hard to explain, but I understood that the tree was actually in Karma Yoga. It was acting without any attachment. It was doing what it was supposed to do, but without any sort of identification or attachment. The tree was truly free. You know, animals are like this. Birds are like this. They are always happy. They are always free because they do not worry about the future. They do not care about what is going to happen 10 years from now. They are detached, but yet they act with passion. They do what is necessary. So that is Karma Yoga. Krishna is not asking us to do something that is extraordinary. This is the natural way in which animals, birds, and trees live. They simply exist without attachment, ego, or identification. Now, as I was going through that experience, as I was looking at that tree, what I went through, I cannot put it in words. For a few minutes, I was absolutely calm and still and in total awareness. So that momentary experience gave me a profound insight of what Karma Yoga is. It is just this. It is just that when we simply let go of our attachment to the outcomes, we experience profound levels of joy, peace, and fulfillment. Not only this, we experience freedom. We are not bound to anything when we are detached. So all that sense of stress and mental clutter that was going through my mind, in that moment, it simply subsided. You know, sometimes we feel this. Everything gets dropped in a moment. So each and every one of us have this power to access this dimension. Our goal should be to understand this, access this, and stay there more and more. Stay in that place of calmness more and more until it becomes the natural way for us. And this is Karma Yoga. It is not about escapism. It is not about not doing anything, not consciously creating your life, not working towards your goals or contributing to society. It is about acting with passion, with focus, and with involvement, but at the same time, being detached from the outcomes so that we can act from a place of peace, joy, fulfillment, and freedom. Our conditioning teaches us to chase success and stay away from failure. But what if both experiences were just two sides of the same coin and your attachment to either one was keeping you from true freedom? So true fulfillment emerges from the joy of action itself, not from any particular outcome. When you understand this, you come to a place where nothing can hurt you anymore. You are free to act with complete authenticity and power. This freedom opens the door to something even more profound than detachment itself. Now try this detachment in one area of your life. Just look at your own life and recognize why you are feeling that stress or anxiety or burnout. It can be your profession, it can be a relationship, it can be a particular health issue. Whatever it is for you, in that particular area, practice detachment. Do what is necessary. Act with passion. But just let go of your attachment to that specific outcome. If you believe in God, just surrender that outcome to God. If you do not believe in God, just let go of the attachment to the outcome itself and simply focus on what you're supposed to do in that moment and begin to embrace that moment and act with involvement. This can totally change our life.